So welcome, welcome everyone. And my name is Linda Langhorn. I am a teacher of actual design, and I'm also an acupuncturist. So when I lead these sessions, I do like to bring in some healing work, and we will be doing that today. As Dan said, that this year's theme is manifesting actual unity. And the title of today's session is Unifying Your Inner Communication Pathways with Light. And those pathways we're going to be working with are your nervous systems, your endocrine and cardiovascular liquid systems. And we're also going to bring in some acupuncture meridian work. So that's what we're going to focus on today. And to do this, we will be working with a downpour of inner light. Some of you are familiar with, but some others not. So just to explain, the source of this inner light we're going to be working with today is your star. And your star is a source of pure inner light, and it is located in your upper room, which is 6 inches above the top of your head. It is a very lighted space within your nature, and it is a source of energy that you can tap into anytime when you, for whatever reason, want to experience that light. And that light is really a gift to all of us. Every human being on planet Earth has a star, and that star was given to us for this lifetime by our higher selves, which we often call our higher selves in actual design, the being of light, because the being of light gives us this powerful light within us that is inexhaustible and is always there for us whenever needed. So we will be working with this downpour and working with it generally throughout our bodies, just to work with all the major organ energy systems, touching them with light in the downpour. The downpour is very good at just washing away our stress, just letting it wash on down and into the earth, and leaving us then with this pure light essence that we can use throughout our whole creations to establish more well-being in whatever aspects of life you would like to do that. We will begin with a process we call the gathering and enlightening of awareness. There are three aspects of awareness: knowing, sensory, and emotional awareness. And we work with the radiant awareness of the being of light that we are from the upper room, then throughout our creation, to help gather and enlighten our awareness to a here now place. And as our awareness becomes enlightened, it then becomes easier for us to experience the subtleties of that light within us. So we're going to get started here, and so just sort of take a deep breath and just let that breath go. And just focus in your brain. Just let your awareness move into your brain. And then think the thought of harmonizing your brain with your upper room. And in this session, I will be directing you to focus your energy, your thoughts in certain ways. And when you do that, then just think that thought, let the thought go, and observe and experience that which happens. So just starting now, thinking of harmonizing your brain with your upper room, it just begins that flow of radiant awareness that comes from the divine mind of your lighted beingness. The divine mind that is yours, and that is part of the great divine life on this planet, that is within all life on this planet. And just let this happen. See what you experience, if anything. And this is process begins, the gathering and enlightening of your knowing awareness as it flows into your brain, and lifting up that awareness, of knowing awareness. And then just think the thought of letting this flow of radiant awareness expand throughout all of the neurons in your brain and then down through all the neural pathways of your body, gathering and enlightening your sensory awareness. And then just think the thought of expanding this flow of radiant awareness into your heart. And from your heart, it's pumped throughout your entire circulatory system with your blood. It helps to bring this inner radiance into every part of you. And that includes your liver. Always good to touch in with the liver. It does so much for us. It expands then that flow of radiant awareness throughout all of your glandular systems. And all this gathering and enlightening your emotional awareness. Experiences the radiant awareness of the being of light that you are, gathers, lifts and enlightens your knowing, sensory and emotional awareness throughout your creation. And with this enlightened awareness, open to experience that flow of love and gratitude that as a being of light, you are always sending to you the beloved creation. Because we are all creations, the creations of our inner selves, higher selves, created for this lifetime with our own unique purpose. And direct your creation to return the flow. And just think of magnifying that two-way flow of love and gratitude. And just think of magnifying the experience of our union as beings of light with each other and with any who you would like to bring into today's session, as well as with any beings of light that join with us today. And now just think the thought of moving with the flow of this enlightened awareness into your upper room. And it's 6 inches above the top of your head. And if you're not sure about where that is, there is a part of you that knows exactly where to go. So just do the think and let yourself move right into your upper room. And then observe and experience. And if this is your first time in experiencing your star, you will experience it as a point of light that will quickly expand into its regular size of a 3-inch star. And direct your star to open and downpour in a great shower of the radiant, crystal clear, diamond-like white light. And just think of opening the top of your head and your hands and feet and just letting this downpour pour through you. And this downpour is soft but very powerful. And it's an inner shower which can just wash away the stress and cares that may have been going on. It's kind of letting anything you've been thinking about beforehand be released so you can just really be here in this experience of the light that you are. And this crystal clear, diamond-like white light has the full spectrum of inner light within it. So although it itself is an energy, energy of purification, it also holds all the light energies within it. So whatever you need, it's in your star. And just experience this radiant light pouring through all of you and letting it especially move into places that have been in pain, in need of healing. We're going to focus this energy in a few of your organs and energy pathways. But be sure to include any areas of special need in case I don't mention them. So we'll begin with your brain, just focusing that radiant light in your brain. And if you experience any heaviness, any cobwebs, anything that really needs lifting, this light has an aspect of consuming fire. You can just think of, and it's a very powerful way to lift up the vibratory rate of energy that is heavy, downward pulling, not producing well-being in your nature. You can just think of those fires just embracing and lifting up any such obstructions to the light going on in your brain. And when we blaze up the fires, it creates a very, very uplifting, powerful, healing essence. So let now the light and its essence move from your brain into your eyes and into your ears. And from your brains into your nose and sinuses, into your mouth and teeth and tongue, letting all these senses open to the light so that the light you are helps to fine-tune these senses so that you can experience more of the goodness of life, experience more of the beauty and goodness that surrounds you. The taste of things, the wonderful aromas of your favorite foods, beautiful music, all these things with your senses full of light. And just let that beautiful radiant light pour throughout your whole brain, all the parts of your brain. Your forebrain in front, old brain in back, left and right hemispheres, midbrain. We're going to be doing a little more work with some of your brain in a little while, but this will just sort of start that expansion. Good, and now just think of focusing the radiant downpour in your lungs and respiratory system. And into your heart. And from your heart flows throughout your circulatory system. And lifting up here, you may want to blaze up those fires a little bit in your heart if there's any heavy-heartedness here to help release old wounds and let the healing power of the light work here. And then your liver. Liver has so many jobs, both in consciousness and physically, where sometimes we store our angers and frustrations. Livers are very busy making and releasing and storing some of the hormones and other chemicals we'll be visiting with a little bit more later. Flowing down throughout your whole digestive system. Including pancreas. And into your solar plexus, which is the heart of your nervous system, and flowing through all the nerves of your body. And adding in your bones and muscles, all the connective tissue. Good, and just let the downpour then just pour through you, through all places I haven't mentioned. Again, just letting that downpour wash out whatever energy is ready to be released so that the light can come in. Light can fill you. Light can sustain you. Give you all the aspects of lighted consciousness that you're looking for, whatever you're looking for, whether it's more courage, more enjoyment of life, more experience, perhaps, of the love that you, as a being of light, has for you, the beloved creation. So many things are open to us with light. Okay, now this is actually a wonderful meditation to do just on its own. Good way to start the day, especially if you're limited in time. This is a wonderful way to just start each day in a lighted place. And now we're going to go on working with our communication pathways in a more intense way. So we're going to begin that by moving back into your brain. And your brain is quite amazing. We find that many of our communication pathways actually happen automatically. We don't have to think about them. They just are. And then we have other communication pathways that are only activated when we think about them, when we direct them in certain ways. And so our nervous systems have both of those kinds of pathways in them. They have the autonomic, in which things happen automatically, and also the somatic, in which we direct it. And from the brain, these messages go out from the brain to all the nerves in your body, and wherever they go, which is to your organs, energy systems, bones, muscles, all over, then the messages go back to your brain. I think you're probably familiar with this process. But we as people tend to be very habitual. So one of the things we can do with the light, with the inner light fire, in fact, is to help free us from habits we have that actually could be fine-tuned to produce more well-being in whatever way they are needed. So we're going to think of those fires blazing up throughout your brain. You have billions of neurons just in your brain alone, very busy. And it is really the being of light you are that is doing the work here. So as we get into this, just you, the personality creation, gets to sit back and just think the thought which directs it. But it's the being of light. So you can think, let, observe, and experience as you help to work with your nervous systems first to help change any habits, if there are any that need changing, to help bring about, instead of habitual reactions to things, bringing lighted response, bringing the actual ability to experience something and then respond to it in a way that you want to respond rather than just the quick reaction. So you've been blazing up your fires now throughout your brain, especially in those neurons, neural pathways of your brain. And then the light fire moves down your spinal cord and then out through all the peripheral nervous systems of your body. And just let this happen. We'll think of it happening first down your spinal cord. Just letting the light fire do its job here. And then we add in the nerves that go down your arms into your hands and fingers. And the nerves that go down your legs and feet and toes. And as the fires blaze up, they create that very powerful healing essence. So let the essence start coming in to nurture your nerves as any obstructions to the nerve flow, any miscommunication pathways, any things that need healing here. Let that powerful essence work throughout your brain and down your spine. Down your arms, legs, and feet. Working through the nerves that go from your brain down to everywhere in your body. And then the nerves that return to your brain. And just ask the being of light you are to just do this healing work. If there's any imbalances, taking whatever step can be taken today to help replenish and restore and help your nervous systems awaken to the being of light within them. That is actually what actual design is all about, is helping us awaken to that indwelling presence of the being of light within. And experience now the lifting and lighting. And we will let this continue here in your nervous systems. But move with your awareness now into the middle part of your brain, the midbrain area, where there are three very important little glands: your pituitary gland, the master gland, pineal gland, and hypothalamus, that have a lot to do with the regulation of the rest of your endocrine system. And all these little chemicals and other substances that are made, hormones and more, that then work throughout the liquid systems of your body. They are transported through the blood to wherever they're needed, with all kinds of little instructions that come with them. Some of them are only to be released at certain times. And again, we look for the habitual, or whatever reasons there are to make changes here, to help bring in more harmony and balance. So as the markers and instructions come from your brain and flow throughout your endocrine system, touching into those in your throat area, the thyroid, parathyroids, the thymus gland, a little bit further down, that works very much with your immune system. And on throughout, clearing, including your liver, including your pancreas. All through, and there are so many places in your body that medical science keeps adding more and more into the endocrine system, that where places are made and where receptor sites are, throughout the kidneys. Those little adrenal glands on top of each kidney are a very big part of your endocrine system, working a lot with stress. And the digestive system itself. So let this flow of this downpour of inner light fire just flow throughout. And again, turn it over to the being of light. So you are just thinking, and then it's happening. Just think the thought of letting the downpour expand throughout your endocrine system, throughout all of the parts of that system that help create so much of what happens, not only in our bodies, but in consciousness, with mood, with all kinds of abilities to think and feel. And again, as these fires blaze up, that healing essence comes in wherever it's needed to bring that strength, to strengthen the structures so that the functions are improved. And so you can be released again from habitual reactions. And instead to responses, giving you the chance to not release a lot of stress reaction in your body, which sets off a big chemical reaction. But instead to develop new habits so that you can experience things with the light more, with your enlightened awareness, and even create new habits of holding things in the light. So even just for a very short time, that gives you the ability to choose how you're going to respond. And so rather than being victimized by your habitual reactions and then wishing, oh, I wish I'd said that. Oh, I wish I hadn't have done that. That instead, you have that ability to create lighted responses that help to make the world a better place, inside of you too. And experience this radiant lifting so that that message goes out to all the places that are part of the system that the endocrine messages go to. A message of healing and calming and uplifting. Okay, now we're going to expand this and just think about the nerves and the endocrine and cardiovascular systems kind of harmonizing together. There's a lot of areas where they just have their own relationship lines of chemistry and other things. So bringing in this harmony of communication and just letting that happen, just thinking of that inner communication between them opening and harmonizing. And one of the systems you have within you, you may not be familiar with at all, which is your acupuncture meridian system. It's an energetic system that works very closely with your nerves and with your organs and with your endocrine system. It's a very complex system, but we can talk about it in these very simple ways and just how we're going to bring the light through your systems today. So there are the main meridians, and there are, these actually go into submeridians that go throughout the body, but they come in pairs for the most part, and some of them, one part of a pair will start in your feet, and then the meridian goes up, and often its partner then will start in the head and go down. You have others that start in your hands and go up, and its partners often start in the upper body and go down. And there's also a pair of meridians that just work very much on the very middle inside of your body, and they both start in the pelvic area, and one goes up the front, the other goes up the back, and they meet in your head. So there are so many pathways that they go everywhere. And in traditional Chinese medicine, there is the belief that if one organ or system is having a rough time, then an organ or system that's doing better will try to help it out and will send extra energy called qi to that one in trouble to help them recover. So this is really a wonderful system that is always working to keep us in balance and harmony, always adjusting. And so what we're going to do today is we're going to just think of this downpour, still downpouring through your body, but now just think the thought of this downpour, including your meridians, these energetic pathways of energy. And just think, let, observe, and experience as these meridians are bathed in your own life energy, the light of life energy. And how this light helps them become stronger and more effective, more powerful, more balanced, and able to create more balance and harmony in your body. So just take a minute here and just let this downpour keep on going, and just letting it wash through you and wash through all the meridians, and letting that part of you that knows how to do this, this your being of light. Just think of turning it over and letting the being of light you are do what is needed to take a step today towards creating more harmony and balance within. Okay, now just think of closing your feet and letting this downpour backfill so that it comes up through your legs. And remembering that some meridians have started in your feet. So this coming up the opposite direction just helps to give both meridians some support. And coming up through the torso of your body, coming up from your hands, all the way up to your upper body, and all the way up to your head. And just let this beautiful, radiant, back-filling energy wash through all of your meridians and energy pathways here. And just think of everything softening and just letting the being of light you are. Bring them into harmony and balance. And to let their effectiveness expand so that the energy goes to where it's needed, so that the healing that is needed can happen step by step. And as that backfill flows up, let it go out the top of your head and just spill over into the energy field that surrounds your body. So that as your body fills with this beautiful, radiant light, so does the energy field that surrounds your body, creating a space around you that is calm, that is safe, and that is filled with the radiant pure light that comes from you, comes from the being of light that you are. And this back-filled energy fills, of course, not only your meridians, energy pathways, but also fills every organ and energy system of your body. Just let that lifting happen completely throughout. Because the being of light that you are is within, throughout, and all about you. Okay, now just think of stopping the downpour. And just being in this light. And you can let your enlightened awareness expand throughout your body to see how you are. See what changes have happened. And you might experience that your organs and energy systems have filled with the radiant essence. Also, all of your nerves, all those neurons and neural pathways. And your endocrine system, endocrine and cardiovascular system of delivery. And the meridian systems. And just think the thought of all three systems now working together. Coming into a much more balanced and harmonious way of working that can help create new levels of well-being for you. Okay.